computer.
You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
Good morning. My name is Cindy Corbin, and I would like to pay tribute to my husband for being a veteran. I thank him so much for the sacrifice that he made. He served in the United States Marine Corps for 7 years. We were married for the last three of those, and I learned a lot. I learned from him patriotism and honoring of our flag and what it means. And what he gave up, starting in the workforce, 3 months, 7 years behind other people his age. And it's difficult. I realize now what families give up. It's difficult having your husband or wife leave to go overseas, and it was tough, but I also am very proud of him for the decision he made. I just want him to know that, and everyone else that is serving, and how much it means to all of us. So thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you to our sons, Sergeant Nicholas Banta and Private First Class Jordan Banta. I want to thank you for your service. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for the things that you've given up so that we can be free. Love you guys.
Good morning. My name is Janet. I'd like to pay tribute to my mother-in-law, Helen Armstrong. She's a veteran from the Marine Corps. She's age 88. And just this week, we had a special blessing that Congressman Justin Amash, he helped her to be able to obtain financial veterans help. So we just are rejoicing and give praise to our Lord for this help.
I was listening to your program this morning, and I'd like to pay tribute to my father, Donald Wood, and my son, Donald Wood. My father served in World War II in the South Pacific, and my son, Donald, served in Iraq. My name is Donald Wood, too, and I served in Southeast Asia, but I'm not going to pay tribute to myself. So that's three Dons, three generations of Dons that served the country. I think that's pretty cool.
Good morning. I want to make a tribute to my husband, Zachary Carney, who's a private second class, and he's actually going to be graduating basic training soon. And I want to let him know that our family and I are so very proud of him.
I'd like to pay tribute to my brother today. Alex Morrell is his name, and he served in Vietnam, and he's my hero.
Yeah, I have two nephews in the forces, and one of them was in Afghanistan. Now he's in Germany. And the other one, he gets sent all over to secret places because he's kind of like a secret guy. So you don't get to hear from him very often because bad guys can trace where he's at. It can spoil the whole trip. We live in a crazy world.
My name is Grace, and I wanted to give a salute to my husband, who is a veteran. He has served two times in Iraq and once in Afghanistan. So he has served over 20 years in the Navy, and now he recently retired. But I'm real proud of him, all that he has done.
Today is 11-11, and I was born on 11-11-66. Today's kind of one of those crazy holidays. My grandma used to always tell me it was my lucky day. My grandfathers all served in World War II. I had a step-grandfather that served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And my dad served in the Navy during Vietnam, and I served in the Marine Corps. So I always got to have two birthdays in a row, the Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day. I'm more than happy that I did it.
I'd like to pay tribute to a couple of former soldiers. Our neighbor boy, Patrick Sova, did a tour of duty through Germany. And after he returned home for 3 years, he had been working. He got called back. So in honor of our son, Eric, he returned despite of a knee injury that would have kept him from going. He went anyways. He went and served in a tour of duty in Iraq. And also our neighbor, Don Kramer, he was a Vietnam veteran. He served three tours of duty in Vietnam, receiving two Purple Hearts for injury suffered. Plus, there was a Purple Heart he should have had, but they were in an area at that time that technically we were not there. A couple of great men. I'm proud to say that they're my neighbors. And I'm kind of saddened by how many businesses and homes that I do not see American flags being displayed. I just want to encourage people to put that flag out and honor our troops and honor our veterans and, you know, honor this country for the standards that it was founded under, one nation under God, you know, indivisible.
Hi, John. I just want to honor a couple of vets. One is currently serving and one made the ultimate sacrifice in May. Tommy Allers was 22 and he gave his life in Afghanistan in May of this year. And Pete Sanchez is currently stationed in Oklahoma, and he just got back from serving in Afghanistan as a sniper, and he has volunteered to go back in around February. They don't have an exact date, along with most of the other guys in his infantry, and they're going to be going to the southern part of Afghanistan that we don't have control of at this time. And I was talking to him last night, and they're really anxious about it and scared, but I just can't even imagine what it must be like to be a soldier and then to make the decision to volunteer to go back, and the gut-wrenching and mental and emotional and physical stress. And I just can't even, it's got to be draining. And I just, my heart just goes out to them, and I just want to thank all of them. And I want to pray for them that they can, you know, make the right decision. And so thankful that we have them out there.
Good morning. I mean, hi.
Well, hi. Who's this?
Riley.
How old are you, Riley?
8. I'm thankful for my daddy who served in the Marines, and he served in Desert Storm.
So you want to say thanks to Dad, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. You have any big plans for Veterans Day today?
My dad's coming to my school.
Oh, that'll be special.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the importance of what he has done and how it's been a big sacrifice for our country, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool, Riley. Thank you so much for calling to say thanks today.
You're welcome.
And you have a good day.
Okay, bye.